Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 3rd, 1976, at the Paris Farm.
It's like for us, if you bring any other literature, we throw it out immediately. We take it as useless. Actually it is. We have nothing to learn from them, anything. All bogus, either he's scientist or astronomer or we know they are talking all bogus things. There may be some truth. If that truth is there, when a child speaks, there is some truth. When a child speaks to his parent, there is some truth, otherwise what is the question of talking? So, little portion of truth is there everywhere. But when they talk of big things, they're going to Mars and sketching sand there, that we don't believe. That we don't believe. On the top of this the tape recorder, some electronic machine joining together and it is working, that much case is going to take. But when you speak of so many things, and millions of years, there were germs, germination, now they're trying to come out, and then you're all vacant. These are all bogus. Don't accept. We're talking too much. In Bengali it is called jatam. When the same child speaks something too much, to the extent of his capacity, that's all right. Mm-hmm. But if you talk more than that, then you are asking. So they are doing that now. Because they have got some electronic success, or they have manufactured some jet plane or this. They are not thinking now we have all over the whole world. That is not. They are thinking like that. Now we have control over the whole world. That is jatam. Speaking more than their capacity. So far, we are concerned, we don't talk anything, except what is mentioned in the books. That's all. We remain always foolish. And as foolish man, we do not talk. We simply talk what is mentioned by Bhagavad Gita, that's all. Tidpanta-neha kripana bhavati. These things have been discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.1. In the material world, the only pleasure is sex. There is no pleasure. All is working hard like asses, that's all. Everyone. Not only in one life after life, this is material. And so why is they are here?
Children? Yeah. The children
are This is the trap of Maya. To keep them captivated by sex attraction. All these living entities who are in this material world, beginning from the heart pattern system, down to the ants and germs and flies. You see the flies, danger, sex. The central attraction is sex. Janamai sunadi grihame di sukham nitucham. A human being, the same sex desire, they decorate it in a different way. But the central point is the same. All right, why it is enjoyment, why you are forbidding? Then, saintly person says, the janamai thanadi grihami di sukham mito cham, pandu ani na karayu ribadukha dukha. It is a pleasure of eating sensation. Eating sensation, when you eat, it is very pleasing. But bahudukha bhajo, after effect is very bad, suffering. Eating, if you eat more, it aggravates, sometimes causes so many other byproducts and so on, so on. That is fact. But everyone knows it, that I enjoy sex pleasure now, the after effect will be very bad. But why people do it again and again? Tippantane ha kripana bahudukkavad. Those are kripana. Not kripana means not brahmana. Those who are not trained up as a brahmana, they cannot tolerate this eating sensation. They become victimized. And the after effect is very, very bad. Rather illicit or not illicit, they know it. The modern civilization, they have adopted the means of killing. First of all, they try to stop pregnancy by contraceptive method. And still, if it is lost, then kill. And if it's still born, then again they put up in a box and go away. You know this?
Put in the box. And the baby is put in the corn, not the door, and walk out.
Oh,
yes, that is happening in Japan and other places. They put, and when the obnoxious smell comes, they open it and they buy it. The mother has become so kind. They put in a box and lock it up.
Airport lockers.
Huh?
Airport lockers.
These are happening. But when you talk of that you learn how to become brahmachari, that will be finished. This is the after effect is very, very bad. Either you get legally, you have to raise the children very nicely. Otherwise, they will unwanted children create so much trouble. You have to take care for their proper education, for their course. We say, never mind, you have got children, give them proper education, make them devotees, make their life successful. We cannot say that he killed them. That we cannot say. That is not possible. Neither we can pack them in the, what is that, box?
The lock is...
This is not possible for us. We welcome, but we must be well organized to utilize these poor souls for becoming first class devotees. That should be done. Otherwise, sex life and the byproduct, there is always something. Either you take this way or that way, it is troublesome. If it is not troublesome, why they are killing their own children? To avoid trouble. This is psychology. They want to avoid trouble. But our process is, if you want to avoid trouble, then don't marry, remain brahmacharya. If you cannot, then always have legal wife, get children and raise them very nicely, make them Vaishnava, take this responsibility. So we are organizing this society, we are welcome. Come or other, we shall arrange for shelter. But to take care of the children, to educate them, that will depend on their parents. Now our Pradyumna was complaining that in the Gurukul, his child was not able educated to count 1, 2, 3, 4. So I have told him that you educate your child. Let the mother educate in English and you educate in Sanskrit. Who can take care? So similarly, every father and mother should take care. They, in future, they may not be a batch of unwanted children. We can welcome hundreds and thousands of children because there is no question of economic problem. We know that. But the father and mother must take care at least. Properly tender, they should be always engaged. That is brahmachari gurukul. Brahmachari gurukule vasadhantam gururhitam. From the very beginning, they should be trained up. From the body, they should be trained up how to take bath, how to chant Hare Krishna or some Vedic mantra, go to the temple, offer obeisances, prayer, then take their lunch. Then in this way they should be always engaged. Then they will turn up. Simple thing. We don't want to train them as big gravariats. No, no, that is not what. That anyone, if he has got some inclination, he can do it personally. There is no harm. General training is that he must be a devotee, a pure devotee of Krishna. That should be introduced. Then the Gurukul will be. And Jyotin Mahi was suggesting biology. What they will do with biology? Don't introduce unnecessary nonsense. Simple. Simply to understand Krishna. Simply let them be convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and it is our duty to serve. That's all. Mukul Chagrat. Kano Mahal Vase Jatya Vase Khatya Vase Dubu Vase Jim Krishna Das Ebishas Kolya Kandu. Organize, if you have got sufficient place, sufficient scope, let them be trained up very nicely. If some four, five centers like this there are in Europe, the whole place will change. Important places like Germany, France, England, now we are getting blessed. I like that place, Germany, on account of this. It has got scope.
There's no land.
That you can acquire. That you can acquire. The building is very nice.
We don't own that place, though, do we?
Never mind. Own and no. You position, that's all. You don't own anything. Everything belongs to Krishna. Do you think you already?
No, I was thinking in terms of.
This is how Krishna's format. So long he likes to sell it. That's all. I know that. It's like we enter Bhaktivedanta Maharaj without any arrangement. I know that so long Krishna he likes, we shall. If Krishna says, why we shall go and what is there? Why so much legal implication? Everywhere, although you have got big, big buildings, I don't think we want it. It is Krishna. So long he likes, we shall live. If he doesn't like, we shall go. Why you should stress on the proprietors?
I'm just thinking in terms of the carries.
They are not proprietors.
We'd like that tomatoes and cucumber and
Yes, please. Manasa deha gaya jo kichu mora ot pradhu vapade nanda kishore. Bhakti Vedanta. Whatever I have got, it's all yours. Anukullasa sankalpa. Whatever is favorable, take it. That's all. Anukullena Krishna Anushilana. Chickpeas. Grow up well. Eat very nicely, keep strong with milk, generally it's the past. Don't depend on this outside world. And then gradually become devout, thief, rogue, prostitutes, is that civilization? They cannot imagine that modern civilization can go without all this. Do they not? Slaughterhouse, brothel, cheating, diplomacy, roguery,
drinking.
Without this, no civilization. We are quite opposed. We want to show it, yes. We can stop all this nonsense and still be gone. That's the perfect engagement. With character, knowledge, satisfaction, everything. They are trying to gather knowledge by sending so many machines up to that. We have already done. You say, you cannot go there. You simply must take a fact. You have got so much knowledge. Now you can attempt, just like a monkey, that's all right. But our body is already there. You cannot go there. 10 years before, I said, this mood makes us simply childish and waste of money. In my easy journey to other planets. I'm not a scientist. But how I dare to say? Because I know. I have a full knowledge. That is the difference. Without becoming scientists, we can give our verdict. Veda Pramana.